Who is waking up in the morning? Who is entering the waking dimension? Most of you know the answer, but do you really? That answer still has to deeper penetrate your being. There's a knowing and there's a knowing. They're the same and they're different. One of the functions of what we have described as the subconscious is creation of the self-image. Through the continuity of the past experiences, how that me inside you got used to relating to itself, plus what kind of feedbacks it received from others. Plus various psychological mechanisms. This me got used to experience itself in certain way. Each one of you has the same me in essence. It is made from the same energy, but the evolution of each me has been slightly different. And each me has developed different flavor. At this point, we are not speaking about the higher levels of me, but about the root me, the subconscious me. Before the conscious me creates any conclusion about itself, the subconscious me has already created that conclusion. That's why people who are not familiar with the concept of self-inquiry, with the contemplation of deeper dimensions of our identity, they cannot grasp what this questioning of who we are is about. They know who they are, so they think. And what it means is that the subconscious me knows. It's interpreting that sense of me with a particular flavor, and all these memories and points of references attached to it as self-evident. So, as you go deeper inside yourself, and your light is being awakened. Your soul is entering your consciousness. The states beyond the mind are available and gradually become the foundation of your existence. Still, you are dragging in that subconscious construct. And that subconscious construct, that subconscious sense of self, is coloring and influencing your experience of your soul. Even if you wake up in the morning in pure consciousness and you are free from thoughts, the mind is empty. Still, that space is being influenced, colored by the subconscious me. Even if you have the access and the abiding place in the dimension beyond the mind, there's a part of you which automatically interprets yourself as being this little person that you have been all along. So there is a confusion of identity. And that confusion of identity is rooted in identification with our subconscious, or not even that. It is due to the fact that your subconscious has not been aligned with a higher level of self-knowledge. Your subconscious is still in the past, even though your essence has moved beyond your past. This is one of the reasons why we often do night sittings, waking you up in the middle of the night, is interrupting the coherency of your subconscious. It has a hard time to recreate its old past self-image. And this is the opportunity, the space where the new can enter. When you wake up in the middle of the night, often you are in a state of shock. The subconscious is spaced out, is not connecting properly. So you don't really know who you are. Or you profoundly don't know who you are. And often you are trying as if to shake it off instead of using it as an opportunity to meet yourself deeper. That naked, non-subconscious self. When you do not know who you are, but you abide in the right space, right state, you are rooted in your true nature. This is exactly who you are. When you know who you are, this is not who you are. you cannot know who you are. No one can. And yet you can be absolutely your true self. Those who are their true selves do not need to know who they are. That knowledge is superfluous, unnecessary. You live beyond knowing, one with the larger life. There are two main stages in integration of the subconscious with the knowledge of your true self. First is growing into increasingly more correct and pure interpretation, recognition of the truth of your identity. The subconscious becomes more and more capable of reflecting. Of understanding who, what is it that is living through the center of your existence and has no relationship whatsoever to the totality of your past, to your memories, conditionings, when it is transformed, subconscious can split from the past, can be aligned not just with the now, but with our further movement into our ultimate future. It is using the past knowledge or information for various purposes, but it is not bound by them. The second level of alignment of the subconscious with our higher nature is transcending any kind of interpretation. Subconscious relinquishes its need to interpret or to give any self-image. To who you are. That self-imaging is compulsive. This is what the subconscious is doing all the time. Even when you speak with other person and you are engaged in some absorbing conversation, the subconscious keeps creating self-reference. that self-reference for ignorant people is necessary for their psychological stability. Otherwise, they would become insane. But as our soul is awakened and our identity shifts to our formless, unconditional self, for the first time we can let go of that faculty. We can use it for practical purposes, but we do not need to abide upon it. Meaning the majority of the time you don't have any self-image. The absence of self-image is one of the aspects of the state of freedom. It is not about being free from me. Me, ultimately, is divine. It is about being free from the self-image, from the lower frequencies of me. So coming back to our original subject, who are you? Who is sitting there? Whose consciousness is it? Who you really are? Without your memories to reconstruct your subconscious identity. Surrendering to your essence so deeply, so totally, that you cut through the self-imaging mechanism. You don't allow the subconscious to reconstruct itself. Every day, every moment, you must meet the mystery of your existence. You must not get used to it. If you think that you know who you are, or who is waking up in the morning, because yesterday you knew, that is not the real knowledge. That is the subconscious getting used to the new you. And the moment it is getting used to it, it is no longer real. a rising of consciousness which flows from the heart of the Creator's presence into you is a miracle. You cannot get used to miracle. One of the fundamental principles in the working of the subconscious, because it is supposed to relieve the conscious mind, it is getting used to things, making them automatic, functioning automatically, translating certain things automatically. And though in a regular life it is positive, and allows us to experience natural spontaneity of living, when this tendency is being transferred in a wrong way into our spiritual dimension, this getting used to is no longer fitting. It is this getting used to that is responsible for what most seekers experience as lethargy and dullness. When you sit in meditation and there is nothing to do, subconscious is not being stimulated. It is not used to not being stimulated. It needs an input of information constantly. And because it is so dull that it cannot translate the experience of pure consciousness or the depth of being is a real input, real information. So it falls into states of dullness. In certain cases, even induces literally the state of sleep as a way of escaping from non-activity, from the absence of input. It is like you meet someone interesting, fascinating, and everything is wonderful until the time that there's nothing to do and you're just sitting there and this company feels dull, uninspiring, and you feel awkward being there at all because you cannot be in silence. You cannot experience a deeper level of togetherness. Same with the subconscious. How many subconscious me we have met during all these years of teaching? They come so excited. They speak about gratitude. They feel blessed. But it is all unreal, fake. Eventually, this false excitement will wear off, and what will remain is what really is there, dullness, insincerity, lack of intelligence. So there is no getting used to your true self. There is no getting used to life, the real life. To get used to, it's like to become dead. Someone who is living in a state of awe. Amazement. A sense of disbelief that one is living at all. And when you meet your true nature, when you transcend, your lower consciousness, only then you can truly be amazed, because only then you become one with life. So you must contemplate, as you abide inside, how your subconscious is influencing your interpretation of who you are. It is doing it constantly. It makes you feel that you know who you are, even though this knowing is not the right one. You cannot know who you are, your soul, your consciousness. They are so much beyond imagination of the human ability to conceive their true meaning.